Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are sliding into the Friday 5 o'clock happy hour. And we've been joined by my little buddy, Dominic Salvia, looking ready for a disco, man.
You know it, baby.
Are you going clubbing tonight, or do you always wear that sort of shirt in public?
This is my party shirt, man. Steph and I were in Memphis, last year sometime, and I picked this fine little shirt up. This is
polyester? It looks polyester from here.
It's a collection of musicians and their mugshots. Oh. So I got like Snoop Dogg on here and Steven Tyler, Jerry Garcia, Blondie. So a bunch of mugshots from musicians.
How do we get our mugshots immortalized on shirts? Because I got a couple mugshots.
Yes, you probably have. You ever seen them? Have you looked back and tried to track them down?
The one I looked sort of angry on. You know, I wasn't a Tom DeLay happy arrestee. No. Do you ever see Tom DeLay? It was like a fashion photo. Tom DeLay, former disgraced congressman,
and he's
wearing his suit and he's just happy as a pig and you know what, and just look like, you know, he just won the lottery. I mean, if you're going to have a mugshot that's going to get circulated widely, why not have a big old smile on your face?
You know, there's something to be said about that.
Makes them wonder what you're thinking, right?
That's right. Never let
you didn't
know.
Even acknowledge I'm sporting a brown cardigan. I told my wife, I said, I may have had this cardigan longer than this marriage. And I've been married nearly 20 years. I mean, I might have bought this back when Bill Cosby was still America's favorite dad.
Wow, well, it might be time for a wash, man.
You know, we got a first-time caller hanging out from Chi-Town, and let's take him. Dan from Chicago, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Say hi to my little disco buddy, Dominic.
Hey, Dan.
Hey there, how's it going?
Awesome, dude. How you doing?
Good. I've been enjoying the show on WCPT for the past few months here. And I just wanted to say, I used to know Brian Kelly back when we used to go to Western Michigan University together.
You know, it's unfortunate, and he may be listening as you speak, Dan, because he's a big fan of the show. But normally he's our daily sound dropper, producer extraordinaire, one of the more talented guys I've ever met in my life. Not that, you know, he should let that go to his head or ask for a raise or anything. But, Dan, no, we love Brian Kelly, man. He's instrumental to our company.
He's a great guy.
He is. For sure. You know, he showed up at random. He just he drove up from Chicago back when I had a station in Milwaukee. Wasn't even our place. We're, like, camped out in the company we were buying the station from on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee. And here comes this really big guy. And, I mean, our entire workspace at the time was like a closet. Right. And Brian was like bigger than the entire closet. You know, he's a big fella, strapping lad. But anyways, Brian Kelly has been a godsend. He is the driving, both an engineering guy and a creative guy. And that is befuddling to me, Dan, because, you know, I'm lucky if I got one or the other. He's got both.
Right, yeah. That's a pretty good talent. Yeah.
Do you have any stories that you could tell that we could use as blackmail against Mr. Kelly? Because now that we've complimented him, you know, we got to tear him down on the radio.
Oh, no. I remember him as being just one of the funniest guys in our acting classes and just a genuinely nice guy. But I'm sure he probably has some dirty stories about me that he might remember from a few parties where I'd be like a bit the worst for a few pints and, you know, pass out in somebody's front yard or something like that.
Dan, any political grievances?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about a little bit about Putin's high-stakes game of Risk this week. I have been so appalled at you know, the conservative position here, and I just wanted to say just really quickly that I don't think there's anything genius or savvy about inflicting harm and danger upon other human beings. You know,
well, understand if you're referring to Trump's statement about Putin, Trump doesn't have the courage for that. I mean, he's a bully, but he's not a real bully. He's not like a get-his-knuckles-bloody kind of bully. You know, he bullied people with the courts. I'm sure he bullied people financially, bullied small vendors, refused to pay them. But the real courage, the, you know, I will kill you sort of courage that, you know, air quotes courage that Putin would display, the poisoning of another, or, you know, we talked yesterday, would he stab a guy? Trump would never have the courage to stab a guy. Dan, well, so I think he admires that sort of raw.
He might find out if he ever, you know, gets his mattress taken away when he's wearing the orange jumpsuit. You know, maybe a shiv. He may have to learn how to use one of those things.
Dan, I'm pretty sure if Trump, even if he didn't have a weapon, I'm pretty sure he'd run into that war zone.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Right. But Putin, you know, ex-KGB, you know, so he's dangerous enough to do that.
Well, he's a bad man. And someone, Dan, quick story, somebody, and I appreciate your call and listening on WCPT 820, but somebody called in to complain about one of Fancy Brian's things. I think it was Tom from Cedarburg said, you know, that podcast thing, they like got the swears and they beep out the swears. And I'm thinking, well, we use Dominic and he's like, F that guy. And we beep him out, you know, so it's not like we've never used that principle before around here. But anyways, Dan, Tom is less than impressed by the swearing podcast thing, but when he and Chris Black restart their On the Bus podcast, that is must listen to. And you can only hear the profane version because they tell the real, real stories from the back of the tour buses. And can't play that one on the radio, Dan, but your buddy is a talented guy. Miss you, Fancy Brian. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope all the signals are getting a little stronger, a little better. He continues to engineer them, which is the other amazing part. 844-967-2789. Against my better judgment.
Uh-oh.
Guy who's on double secret probation and could lose the right to come on this show forever, get put in a category of profane Jake. Jake from Milwaukee, you better not screw it up, man.
Hey, Jake, welcome back, man.
Hey, Tom. Wait, Tom? Wait.
What?
Okay, it's not Dominic Salvia Esquire. I like him better.
No, P. Dominic Salvia would never wear that shirt.
Okay. And as far as that last call, that was profane Ronnie's fault because it was just, you know, beaming into my brain from her brain, and I was the one who had to take care of it. So anyways.
That's your one freebie for life, Jake. Next one, we break knees.
Okay. And then, no, actually, I think that's the second time I did it over the years.
And you're already banned. Cut this guy off. All right, man, one quick grievance. Keep it clean.
Okay. It's not really a grievance, it's an observation. Remember when Trump started his loony presidency and he started hitting on NATO and how bad it was and they didn't pay their due and all that other stuff?
Yep.
Yes.
Now you see what's happening. You can see that, you know, he really was working for Putin. Either way, I mean, he really was.
Well, the platform in 16 of the Republican Party at the insistence of Paul Manafort, who was directly connected with Kalimnik and had his own prior Ukrainian connections, they weakened the policy in regards to Russia, and they toughened the policy in regards to Ukraine.
Go ahead,
Jake.
And to me, that's just like right now, it's a hindsight thing, but hey, they're guilty of treason.
Well, the only way Joe Biden is weak is if you rewrite history and tell it through the perspective of a sheeple MAGA lover.
Yeah. No, and who cares about them? I mean, we care about them as, in fact, we want to make sure that they don't have any more power. But the thing is like, it makes total sense now, because Putin probably wanted to do this earlier, but I think COVID hit and screwed up their plans. That's what I think has happened.
Well, I would say this, Jake. I mean, I think given the Trump presidency, it allowed Putin that much more time to plan and figure out what he was going to do. He obviously, the world is pushing back now. The EU and now the United States, they're going after Putin and Lavrov specifically. And certainly they might not hold a whole lot of assets like here in this country, but they control other entities that do hold those assets. And that's going to sting eventually. Yes.
If Trump was president right now again, do you think there would be any of these sanctions or anything else? The answer is no. He would, you know, he might not be able to go out and say that, you know, it's a peacekeeping force that kills people on its way in, you know, and House says he loves it and is a genius, but he would be against and doing anything on the executive level and the legislative level. He wouldn't sign anything. So on that end, I think that without Trump being in there, I think Putin had to do this sooner or later and to try to get it done with, because he realizes that he doesn't have much time left. You know, he's one of the old guard baby boomer Soviet communists. So,
what, you think he's looking towards retirement? He's going to St. Augustine?
he's going to golf
with Trump down in Mar-a-Lago? Join the club, man? Pooty poot ain't going anywhere, not willingly, Jake.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But, you know, he's a megalomaniac crazy person. I mean, crazy but smart. I'm not saying he's dumb. But the fact is I think he is trying to remake the world in his vision, take a stand, and get in history, and he can, by starting wars.
Jake, we're going to end this phone call while you're ahead. That was a good thought,
well,
man.
Well done.
We're going to end the week on a high note. The Russian judge, you know, he still marked you down. Your arm was a little crooked on the dismount. But anyways, come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your calls on the phones, 844-967-2789. We air the grievances up here, you know, and yours. They're always better than ours, at least often. Just keep them clean.